So is this some sort of new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
Let's talk about this communique, which the president talked about. That's what's come out of this at the end of the day. Richard, what is in this communique?
The communique is extremely long. It's very detailed.
That's it?
This is it, yeah, absolutely. It's some 10 pages worth. What it basically does is set out the framework for the future in terms of financial regulation. What will happen to the IMF? How much extra money is going to be given? Trade imbalances, protectionist, anti-protectionist measures, and most important of all, of course, rewriting the financial rules.
And does the Obama White House leave here tomorrow morning happy?
They feel happy that this is a framework, but the key is it's only a framework. This does not have the force of law, this communique, obviously. These 20 leaders can't get together and just dictate to the entire world this is a new regulatory system. But what they hope is they can take the fact that there are principles here on executive pay, for example, saying that executive pay should be tied to performance, not to risk-taking. And then Secretary Geithner can go to Capitol Hill and say, look, most of the world, 85% of the world's economy has now gotten behind these principles. It's time to pass the regulations that the president wants. Is Congress going to respond just because these leaders said it? Not necessarily so, but they hope they get a little bit of momentum out of it.
And bear in mind that these communiques are renowned for being ignored as soon as the meeting is over. Take, for example, the protectionist measures. Well, we heard back in Washington in November, they pledged themselves against protectionism and promptly headed off and introduced all sorts of protectionist measures.
Which they all deny. None of them will actually step up and admit to.
So we take it with a pinch of salt, but it's a huge improvement that they managed to even come up with such a detailed document.
And in terms of how President Obama did on the world stage?
Certainly, he was able to rise to the occasion in some respects. We spoke last night about Russia. On the sidelines of this, beyond the financial crisis, he had a major breakthrough in terms of arms control. That's very important, obviously. In terms of the financial crisis, he was clearly able to hold his own. A lot of these leaders didn't want to spend this much money, $1.1 trillion. He was able to get that at the least. The details, not so much. He was not able to make this sort of the stimulative kind of spending he pushed for. But just getting here, getting 20 leaders together is obviously not easy, and he couldn't change the whole world in a couple of days.
Hey, Richard, what happened to all those threats from France's president about storming out and about having a global regulator who was going to reach across borders and be able to deal with markets no matter what country they were in?
Well, I might be alone on this, and Ed might not agree with me, but I think buried somewhere in here is the beginnings of a global regulator.
Show me where.
We may not see it this year, we may not see it next year, but they have opened up the idea of there being some form of other regulator across countries, and I think that's going to come
so
back.
Is this some sort of new world order which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
That's where President Obama was drawing the line and saying,
that concerns a lot of people in the United
you
States.
You can't all of a sudden have a super regulator, even if we're in a desperate crisis now. You can't, according to the U.S., take that and say, okay, all of a sudden there's this super cop who is going to dictate what the U.S. does, what Great Britain does. That ruins the sovereignty of individual nations. You can't just all of a sudden do that. And that's a big
and
sticking
Timothy
point.
Timothy Geithner, who I talked to today, and we're going to show that interview shortly, flatly denied that was going to happen.
I hate to disagree with you, gentlemen, but I believe paid Section 15 of this communicate sort of establishes a new financial stability board.
But what does it say? It replaces what used to be a financial stability group of some kind.
Yeah,
right? That's been around for 10 years.
Strengthened mandate.
Uh-huh. This is all our arcane diplomatic language. We'll see if it actually means anything coming down the pike. Ed Henry, thanks very much. Richard Quest, stick around. A lot more to